There's not anything wrong with what we're doing, is what he's saying.
I don't have a problem lowering his, that's a valid comp. And then one that's nicer went for less than what we had a value for.
Thank you.
Where did I have my mind over? 22 listed. One made this difference at 199.
We had a whole bunch of those last year. I don't know what we did.
Well, I know we set one yesterday in the same building at 264,000. BOE number 2016-28. I thought it was 264,000.
284 was what we did, one of them.
That was in a different building.
Are we still trying to get in touch with him?
16-28.
Sherry, if you hear me, could you bring me those notes that Roger and you have made? Thanks.
What's your input, Chuck?
It's just my gut that 210 is probably a good number from what I've heard people tell me.
264,000.
Move to set the value of 2016-38 to $264,000.
I'm going to tell you 145 square feet.
You had what?
1,400.
Well,
1,450. Sorry, I didn't see myself.
145 square feet would be kind of hard to get in and out.
Do we have a motion?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
One opposed.
And who was my second?
Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Jeff, just so you know, I think if you go back and look at what we did last year, that's the range that we use on those buildings. These things are constantly coming to us, that landing property, because of the extravagant sale price that they bought them for, and they want them lowered, taxing. So there was a lot of those that came to us, and we adjusted those. And so that gives you some idea of what range to put them in.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, 264 is an adjustment.
So now we're going to take up parcel number 2016-39.
Yeah, you mean number? Yeah, his opinion of market value looks like 7,500.
This is up in Ranson North, and it's an area behind lot. Yeah. Probably get a picture here in a minute. Shows. There we go.
It's not buildable.
I don't think you can do anything
with
it.
It's down one of those little
gullies. It says it's landlocked adjacent to mailing address.
Does it go off to the park, the baseball parks and stuff down there?
No. I mean, it doesn't go that far.
No, but I mean, it's on that hillside. I know it doesn't go down to the bottom. You know, you can go off Branson North and go down
to Stocksdale, you're saying?
Stocksdale and all in there. So.
Yeah, it does kind of look like it does. You walk down through the woods.
There's an old road that went down through there years ago, and it's
It's just the back part of two rows of lots, ravine area.
So he owns a house that's connected to that property.
Correct. So he's got access to it himself. It's down towards, keep going down, I think, Wes. There he is.
Well, look at the address on that. I don't understand that. It says Cobblestone Park Land, open space, City of Branson.
But it's between Westwood and Cobblestone.
Yep.
Are you worried about the City of Branson? Because that's on a lot of them.
No. No, I'm not worried about that. What it says here is space, open space, City of Branson.
That's just saying that it's in the city limits. The next one down says City of Branson as well.
No, I see what he's saying, though, because it says parkland, open space.
There is a park in the off of Woodridge and Westwood on the corner there in Branson North. And that is City of Branson property on that corner.
Yeah.
Right there. I didn't know that was City of Branson land, but so evidently this is open space for that park. That's my... Yes.
I don't think it has. I don't think there's any government ownership. It's
just, is it 3 acres? 2 point something?
It says 2.280 acres.
Do we know what he bought it for? Or he bought it at a tax sale.
Yeah, he did. $37.50.
Wow. Well, that was a deal.
Yeah, especially since his house is
right there.
Well, what's it doing before us, is what I'm saying.
Say again?
If that's what he give for, what's it doing here before the BOE for an adjustment?
Because it has a value on it of $58,500, and he's asking for it to be reduced.
Which one, $58,500?
Yeah, $58,500, and he's asking for it to be reduced to $7,500.
Go back to the note page.
Scroll back up. What are you thinking, Brandon?
I don't have a clue. I don't know that. I mean, they built some houses in there on some of those areas that are at an angle, I mean, that are at a slope.
I don't think you can, if you look here, I mean, the lots, because that lot's not included with it. This lot's not included with it. There's no way to build in there. So it's,
I've seen them build on, I mean, I don't know.
They're making it.
Just have a seat there anyway.
Because it's landlocked. Because that piece is a different government.
Oh, it's not landlocked. It's not landlocked to him.
It's probably before. Well, it's had four opportunities to sell its tax sale. I don't know.
I don't either. Yeah, I wouldn't know where to set it at.
I thought the $7,500 is a high figure.
Is that right?
To me it is. I mean, because I don't see that it'll ever be used. It's just going to be like a buffer for all those.
It's his land adjacent to his house, so he can go running in the woods anytime he wants to. His own little park.
That's what it is. So what that value is.
There's no way you can build on that, and it's only a value to somebody that lives in one of those four houses or one of these other houses over here.
I have to disagree with both of you on that. It's worth a lot to have a buffer zone between you and somebody else.
So that probably increases the value of his property by quite a bit.
Not only do I have this nice house and yard, but I've got all this property back here that you can put a swing set on or build a little fort for your kids.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's great. I don't think it's worth $58,000.
No. I'm in total agreement with you on that, but I don't know what to set it at. What is the total acreage?
2.23.
Jeff, could you give us a gut feeling on a vacant lot, a buildable vacant lot?
A non-usable vacant lot. That's
no, but I was just going to say a usable vacant lot in Branson North, what are they going for?
I don't know
about
it.
You can't get
it. Is there one? I think there is one. I don't know. I can't grab the listing on it, but I would say in Branson North, at least $30,000. So yeah.
Well, that's a lot. That's not a...
That's a buildable
that's
lot.
That's a buildable lot. I mean, you're... Branson North is a desired place, but that's not a buildable lot. I mean... Yeah, you know, you're looking at 2. What?
2.28, I thought.
2.80.
2.3. Almost
2.3 acres.
I make a motion to set it at $15,000.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that five ayes?
That's a very fair number in his behalf.
Did you
aye
that?
I did. Aye. Sorry, I seconded them. Aye.
Go ahead, calling.
It's Eric Kaufman at 9:30. Are you Eric Kaufman?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you need to call Mr. Brett.
Oh, I see.
Donuts up there if you want some. I see how it is. Nobody wants my donuts. Probably didn't do nothing to them.
I'll probably grab one and bring
love to call you back, so please leave a message and your number, and I will do so as soon as I can. Have a great day.
Hello, that's Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization, and we have looked at your property, and it's been reduced from $58,500 to $15,000. You'll be getting a letter from the county clerk explaining what we did today. Thank you.
You turn it off, Mike.
Okay, we have next parcel number 2016-40. Mr. Huffman.
Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Is it active or?